luck once again, but we were really cruising along at one stage with Chase well under control. Believe that that dismissal of yours was the turning point today?
I think there were probably a few turning points. I think if Claire Shillington had stayed in at that point, she, you know, we might have had, you know, we might have won it with Orissa Spare. She's probably one of the most powerful hitters around, and we were unlucky to lose her when we did, but we still kept going, and we got a little bit behind then. I think when she was out, that was probably more the turning point. I think there were a few overs where we went only twos and threes, maybe fours.
You must have been particularly happy with the way the bowling unit came together, especially considering you conceded 170, 119 in those games.
Yeah, I think that in those performances, it was the difference of a few little things, and they kind of came together today. Obviously, Pakistan aren't going to be as powerful as those teams as well, so we were able to, you know, and we're used to playing Pakistan, so we know where to bowl to them. It was a bit of a new thing for New Zealand, like some New Zealand, Australia, and even South Africa have really brought their game, I think, to this World Cup. So, yeah, it was great to see the bowling unit. Still, our fielding was a bit under par, but I was delighted for the bowlers.
Still one game left in the playoffs, but what is this tournament actually meant for Irish women's cricket?
It's been huge, especially with the men not being in the tournament. I think there's been a lot of eyes on us, and even though we did lose by quite high, big margins apart from this game, I think everyone was still surprised by how well we did do. And, you know, you've got the world champions and then real contestants in South Africa and New Zealand. Apart from the New Zealand game, we weren't really blown off the park, especially with our batting. So I think that hopefully back home people are... We were obviously disappointed, but I think people back home were surprised by how well we've done, so hopefully we can just keep going onwards and upwards at some point.
How much of a win in this match would have meant back home?
I'm sure it would have been huge, because a win in this match, we knew we could guarantee eighth and gave us a shot at fifth even, so lots more games, playing different teams and stuff like that. And we played against Sri Lanka and India in our warm-up games, and we learned a lot from those games, and if we'd been able to take them on again, I think we would have fancied our chances.
Which areas do you think you
need to work more? All areas, but I think there were a lot of nerves, which is understandable. You know, we haven't really been in any of the other games to win it, so it's easy to go out there and play your shots and know that there's not really huge consequences. Whereas today, maybe when the likes of Elena Tice comes out to bat at 16, number 4, and the game is there to win, there's huge nerves.
Maybe third field you will face Bangladesh. If Bangladesh goes tomorrow, Sri Lanka, one of the remaining fifth in the group, and it was. So is it a big match for you or Bangladesh?
Yeah, it's still a big match. You know, we came in at number 10. So any win really pretty much put us higher than we were when we came in. So it's really disappointing not to win today, especially when we had it kind of in our sights. But Bangladesh beat us the last time we were here to jump above, so we'll want to get that back.
Are you hopeful to beat Bangladesh?
Yeah, very hopeful.